Now, many of you are aware of the events that took place in New York State last week with the passing of a law that allows abortions up to the moment of birth. I was personally horrified to see a video of people applauding a bill that will lead to the murder of hundreds and perhaps thousands of children. It was further unconscionable that the One World Tower was adorned in pink to celebrate the passing of that law. I think if they were honest, instead of it glowing pink, it should have been dripping blood. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1:5, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee a prophet to the nations." Of course, speaking to Jeremiah. We know from cover to cover, the Bible teaches that life begins at conception. I think as God's people, we must do more to end abortion. It's our national disgrace. One day, our descendants will look back on abortion like we look back on slavery. It's disgraceful. And we must do more than post on social media about it. We must do more than vote our values every couple of years. We shouldn't do less than those things, but we should do more. For my wife and I, that means pursuing adoption. For you, that may mean volunteering at a crisis pregnancy center or working on a bus route. Did you know that the vast majority of women having abortions in our country are young minorities living below the poverty line? And those are exactly the kind of young people we're trying to reach with the gospel every week. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the answer to this problem. As one preacher says, to save America, we must save Americans. I couldn't agree more. So let's be heartbroken about the passing of this bill. Let's pray about it. Let's lift our voice and let's speak up and let's post about it, but let's do more than that. Let's do something about it. And so I want to call every one of you to a season of prayer to see what God would have you do, not just say, about how we can end abortion. So that's my 2 cents on that.